We want to welcome everyone out tonight. We didn't know everyone was so excited as we certify our elections tonight. Before we actually start our city council meeting, we have another meeting that will need to take place for about 5 or 10 minutes, which is we are going to be certifying the election that just took place. And so we are now the board of the canvassers. So we'd like to welcome you out, and we will now begin the board of the canvassers. We have our first action item, which is the canvass of the 2026 municipal elections. We'll have Stephanie Cottle will come up and share with us about the outcome.
Great. Keep it going. That's how I feel. We made it through another election. This is wonderful. All right. Thank you very much for indulging us tonight on this. Let's see if this works. Nope. Jay, do you mind advancing the slide for me?
Can you maybe state your name, please?
Stephanie Cottle, City Recorder.
Okay.
For the record?
Just for the record.
Turnaround is fair play on that. I do that to everyone.
So if you ever come, she'll always ask, what's your name? And you got to state it also.
No. There we go. Okay. Here you can see our final election results for our 2025 general municipal election. Brittany Bills, our uncontested candidate for mayor, obviously won that seat. She received 3,468 votes. Then we had Scott Smith, who received 2,450 votes. Liz Rice with 2,334 votes. So those are going to be our two new council members starting in January. So congratulations, Scott and Liz.
Maybe if it's okay, maybe if some of you might not know Liz, right? Liz, would you mind just maybe stand so you kind of know who Liz Rice is? So she's going to be on the council.
Thank you. Then Ron Campbell came in with 1,827 votes, with Wes Warren at 1,572 votes. So those are kind of our election results. Earlier I sent you some information with some of the statistics. If you want to talk about those, we can, but really they're pretty straightforward. Do you mind going to the second slide for me, Jay? This is just kind of interesting. You can see what areas of the city voted for which candidates. So you can see where Liz and Ron and Scott and Wes got those votes from. So it's just kind of interesting. So that is our election results, and we have a motion to certify the election. If we can move to the next slide, please.
Do we have a motion?
I move that the Highland City Council, acting as Board of Canvassers, certify and approve the election canvass returns from the 2025 municipal general election and declare Brittany P. Bills as mayor and Liz Rice and Scott L. Smith as city council members.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Ron. I have a second by Kim Ridella. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and we'll do a roll call. We'll start down here with you, Brittany.
One question about that motion. Certifying and approving the election results, it makes sense to me. Are we actually declaring them as mayor and council members, or mayor-elect and council members-elect, or if we say that we're declaring them as mayor and council members, does that have any implication that we're trying to violate state law and have it take effect immediately?
Well, we can't violate state
right.
law, so until the first Monday in January of 2026.
Okay.
Yeah, their term doesn't begin until then.
I think it takes effect, just if I'm remembering, January 5th at about noon, but that's just give or take a little bit. So are we
Absolutely.
Ready for a vote? Okay, we're going to go ahead and start down here with Brittany.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Okay, we now have certified that.
Mayor, you actually get to vote on this one.
Oh, that's right. I will vote yes.
Thank you. Let's move to this next slide. I just want to review a couple of upcoming dates that might be important for you. December 3rd, we have our deadline for our council applicants for filling the vacancy created by Brittany Bills. And that will be the deadline for applicants, 6 p.m. December 3rd. December 4th is campaign financial statements are due from all the candidates. So that's going to be all transactions from October 24th through the end of everything else, okay, for your campaign. And then December 11th, we are going to have our council vacancy meeting. We'll fill that vacancy in that meeting. And then on January 6th at 6 p.m., we will have our swearing-in ceremony. So.
Okay. We swear them in, it's like we swore in at.
The October 24th date is the date of the last disclosure statement. Is that right?
That was the date
so
after.
So it's just from that date
yes.
forward.
Okay. Correct. Correct. Okay. Thank you. That's the end of this meeting then.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I do have some official certificates I'm supposed to issue to you all. So we'll do that. And then I do need to have the Board of Canvassers sign our certification. Okay. And I will just pass that on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our Board of Canvassers meeting, and we will now go into our scheduled City Council meeting.